I'm going to the fighting place. But it's still there that the what is Red Cross.
Yeah.
They go to San City.
In Ireland, the devotees go there. The Catholics and the Protestants are always fighting. But everybody likes the devotees.
Yeah.
Both sides. As soon as they come on the scene, they begin to become jealous.
So why don't you care? I'm writing.
Yeah, we do.
It's no longer logical, but by the same logic.
That is the meaning of God. Everything comes from him, but he says that. That is God.
But they say that the trunk was always there.
Huh?
They say the trunk was always there.
No. Shanta is not always there. It's like the Atma is not always there. It was covered by water. Chant is nothing but an heart, a piece of heart. So, there was no chant. Everything was covered with water. Where from the chant came? Where from the water came? Then where from the fire came? There were so many things.
They think that we're limiting God by saying that he's a person, or that he has form.
That is their foolishness. They are thinking God is a person like me, like himself. That is foolishness. They cannot conceive that a person can become so powerful than myself. That is it. A person has Achinta Shakti. Achinta Shakti, inconceivable power. Now, they say you are a person. You cut your hair, it is going. Do you know how it is going?
Mm-hmm.
Is it? Even it is beyond your conception. What to speak of others? But it is growing. It is. Huh? If there is any scar or the nail is broken somewhere, it will come up. But you cannot manufacture it by conceiving. It is coming up. That means within you there is an inconceivable power. So if you have God, an ordinary human being, so much inconceivable power. How much God has got inconceivable power? Very God.
In Los Angeles, you called it mystic power. Every living creature has a mystic power.
Yeah, every living creature.
Here's the example of a lemon tree.
Yeah. With mystic power producing tons of sizes.
Such a case.
Yeah? Lemon juice. Achinta Shakti, inconceivable power. The cow eating grass, producing milk, this is inconceivable power. Can it produce milk from the grass? How the cow is producing? unselfish.
You eat grass and produce milk.
Give your wife grass and let her produce milk. Your question is answered?
It's answered, but they would say that our thing that you say, I said, where did God come from? You say that is the definition of God.
Yeah.
But then they can say
everything comes from God, but he says that. That is it. That is the searching of God, that you search. You, where from you come? From your father. Then your father comes from his father, One, one. When he reaches one person, he does not come from any father. He is self-sufficient. And then he is God. That is the definition. If God also comes like you, from a father, then how is God? He is like you. That is the difference.
But they say that's not logically proved.
That is logically mathematical. You have no brain to understand. That is the distinction between God and us. We are cause, but He is cause of all causes. That is God. Otherwise, how you distinguish between you and God? You are caused, but He is not caused. He is causeless. If He becomes caused, then He becomes like you, and I will become caused. That is the distinction between God and us. Bhagavad in the beginning, it said, Sarah.
Independent.
Yes. Then Madhvasajatah, His absolute truth is that from which He is the origin of everything, but He is Sarah. This is the first line of Bhagavad. Janmadvasajatah, Annaya, Titaratasya, Arthesu, Avijna, Sarah.
They don't like it because God doesn't come under their jurisdiction then.
Huh?
They want God to be under their jurisdiction.
So that is their foolishness. You shall be under the jurisdiction of God. God is not under you. Then how is God?
They can't understand how it is that matter. They accept that matter always existed. They can't understand our point.
Matter existed
always. That eternally there is a gas in the atmosphere in the universe.
What's on the gas then?
Well, they say they believe that it always existed.
Always existed.
Yes, that's their idea.
Just like we say God is Swarat, they say that the matter is Swarat.
Yes, not Swarat. We never find a gas is Swarat, matter is Swarat. And does this body, has this body come out itself? Because the soul is there, the body has developed. The cause of this body is the soul. The body is not independent. And the soul goes, the body is never independent. You cannot move. It becomes just like dust. Dust thou art, dust thou is. His body is moving now, but it is not independent. It is dependent on the soul. The soul goes out, it does not move. So how it is independent? And everyone knows that because the soul takes shelter within the womb of the mother, the body develops. If the child comes out dead, it does not develop. Your matter is dependent on the soul, living being.
Their argument is that matter is always in motion, is always moving.
Where is moving? Is it moving?
Well, they say the atoms, the molecules, are always in motion.
Prove that this is moving. And then I'll say all this nonsense. First of all, why it is not moving? This piece of art, why it is not moving?
They say it's moving very slowly. You can't see it moving.
Huh?
Moving so slow, you can't see it.
Oh, then you become blind, then you can see. Yes, that is another thing. But then, how that is moving, we have to settle. But matter as itself does not move.
But they say that within the earth...
That is within you, you have got very good sight within. But I am a layman, I want to see that it is moving. You have got some imaginary eyes, you can see.
They say that's advancing.
Huh?
Advancing as
well. Yes, to become blind is advancing second. Well, is it? Who will say it is moving? Unless he is a fool. Nonsense. Moving, that's all right. Everyone, the whole world is moving. That is another thing. But as it is, where it is moving?
They're talking about the atomic structure.
Mm-hmm.
So the atoms are moving.
That's where it is moving.
Within the atoms, there is movement.
And today this morning, I see it is lying there. Tomorrow, you come, it is lying there. Where it is moving? What does it mean by moving?
Well, they say that when atoms...
They say, you say what it is. Don't say, they say. Use your intelligence. If the foolish man says something, shall I have to accept it? You use your own intelligence. They say. If their authority, then we have got authority. If you do not accept my authority, why should I accept your authority? Come to argument. They say. Why they? We will accept, they say. Why? At the authority?
No.
Then? What is the use of they say? You say. When you say they say, I say they say. My authority. If you defy my authority, why should I accept your authority? Then come to plain logic.
Well, you look at the earth and you see it is stationary.
Huh?
Just like we look at the building over there. Hmm. From a distance, it is stationary. But if we go inside, we can see there is so much movement.
Yes.
So similarly, you may walk by this earth every day and see it is stationary.
Hmm.
But if you analyze it underneath a microscope, you will see that there is so much movement going on within.
That is due to the earth. That is due to the earth. Just like we can see so many atoms are moving in the whole family. Wall. And that is due to yes. So, this is also moving, the whole thing is moving by air. Not automatically. Not automatically. You cannot say automatically. No. Air is moving. That's why you in the U.S., the cloud is moving. The cloud is not moving. The air is moving as the cloud.
Anyway, the basic proposition is that they don't want to accept God, so they don't have to be accountable for their activities. So that they don't have to be accountable for their activities.
Certainly. And they are being accountable. If they become so dull-headed, then God's power will make a tree stand here and appear for 3,000 years. You are so dull-headed that you have no sense. So become a tree so that even if you are cut, you cannot protest. You have no sense. Sense this. That is the punishment. If you don't eat prasada, then eat stew. This is the arrangement. Okay, they are being punished. But they're so dull-headed they can understand.
With their science, they've been able to build so many buildings and roads and bridges and so many things they consider wonderful.
Who is the building? He'll be kicked out. Your building will remain there. Your spoiling labor will remain there. But you will be kicked out. You cannot leave there. Who is managing these affairs? So you have a constructed building, all right, I kick you out. Get out. Then what is the purpose of building? If you know that I am constructing this high building, and tomorrow somebody will kick me out, then what is the use? Have you made it ensure that you will not be kicked out? Then it is useless waste of time.
We can enjoy it while you are here, though.
That's right. That is called foolishness. That I am going to be kicked out tomorrow and let me enjoy tonight. Yes. That is foolishness.
Is there only recourse? Because they don't believe in anything else in this life.
Yeah, they that don't believe and they don't take knowledge means foolishness. Yes. Because you are walking, you don't believe that you are going to the temple. But simply walking. Is that very intelligent? We're going to some place. We know that. That is intelligent. And if I ask you why you are walking, that I do not know. Is that very intelligent?
An animal.
Animal? No, sir. Animal also knows that I'll have to go there. Without any purpose. If they are walking, that's rule number one. Mura.
Sometimes the argument is put forward that in places where there's not sufficient food and shelter and things like this, these problems should be solved first before the problem of spiritual life.
You know, there's a son. There is someone in there. Come here. And grow food. Grow food. That is the desire of Krishna. And now the one people in Bhutan produce food. And eat sufficiently. Be strong. And chant Hare Krishna.
God.
That is our pleasure. Why you are producing bolts and nuts, fire and fuse? Eat. That's because they do not know. First of all, you must eat. No, everyone is engaged in industry. Why? Krishna doesn't say take to industry. Krishna says, produce foodstuff. Annan bhavanti bhutan. If you produce foodstuff, then both your animal, yourself, will be happy, becoming strong. Why do they manufacture other things? All these people are engaged in manufacturing, and nobody is growing food. Therefore, the price of food going rising. Suppose I am growing food, but you are not growing, so you have to purchase from me. I'll ask, you have to pay this price, but you have to pay. And if you grow your own food, there is no such cost there. The simple economic problem, solution, this lesson cannot take. If you grow your own food, I grow mine, then who is going to purchase? The price will be reduced. Automatically. If you have no customer, then you have to reduce your price. But they do not understand even this simple thing, that God has given us enough land to produce food there, and we must eat. They do not understand this. And they still are scientists, philosophers, politicians. You see? That is the difficulty. All rascals, fools, they are leading the whole human society.
They're too busy making money to grow their own food.
I then pay more money. Come on. You earn money and give me, I shall give you food. And whatever I shall ask, you have to pay. This simple thing. More demand, price is more. Then why do that? Everything is price. Why it is not? If I have got food and you have to purchase and I have got so many customers, I must increase. That is economic theory. More demand, the price is increased. And then you say, there are so many problems you have to solve. And you have created this problem, right? And you say, must suffer. You have infected some disease, now you must suffer. It is like that. Karanam gunasangas. The reason is that you have infected some quality of the modes of nature. And you must suffer for that. How you can deny it? If you have infected some disease like cholera, smallpox, and when you are suffering, how you can blame? You have infected, you must suffer. Nature's law is so strict. As soon as you infect that particular type of quality of nature, there are so many, you must suffer from that. Or so-called India. There are two things, suffer and India. So you must have to undergo the process. This nature's process is so nice. As soon as you do something, there is reaction, and you are bound up. Jagyatse karma natra lukayam karma bandhana. Bandhana means bound up. Immediately become bound. And still you are thinking independent. Nature's law is so strict.
If the argument is that the cities are there, and now what can we do? The cities are already there, there are millions of people.
Therefore, you are offering this place, come here. Why do you not come here and live with us? This is a Krishna consciousness movement. This is the movement that you come here, live with us, and produce your food, produce your milk, be happy, healthy, and chant Hare Krishna. This is our movement. Therefore, we are creating new Vrindavan and farm, and we are trying to purchase. This is our movement. that we give you sufficient food, shelter, health, philosophy, religion, character, everything, purity. Come here. Why don't you come? They come here on the weekdays and they fly. You're giving such nice law, but they will not leave you. They go to the habit of the city. They like to come here. Therefore they spend so much money for gas and come here. But because they are not accustomed, they go back here. Return ticket. From hell to heaven and again hell. Return ticket. Coming back to hell again. Not going back to God.
The Prabhupada, you said there was a man who read your Easy Journey, and he was very enthusiastic that he could go to other planets.
But he must come back. Yes. He said, oh, I'm not coming back again? I said, No, then I don't. Yes, that is the psychology. Russians, when some aeronaut was flying high in the sky, he was saying, where is my Moscow? Yeah, he just published. That is Maya. The another incident happened when the jet was in danger. He was thinking of how to come back home. This is Maya. Cannot go. Even though he likes to go, he still it will attract again back to hell. Otherwise, how people are living in Pakistan? That place where he lies?
Alaska.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Alaska. What is the name of those people?
Eskimos.
Eskimos. Is that very good living? You see? They won't come here. This is Maya. He's living in hell, but Maya is covering. No, it is not hell, it is him. This is Maya. Similarly, all of us are living in this universe, material universe. We are thinking this is all good. What is the use of God? I'm going back to home, back to Godhead. They do not take it very seriously, although you give all information that you haven't got to work there, you get everything, your life is eternal, and this whole full of knowledge, they are nothing to it. Plucked.
But,
yes. Plucked here, yes. You go on speaking, but I have plucked.
Chant.
Yes, I can't. Please. That's interesting that we are hearing so much about the spiritual world, there is so much happening. Why not try one life? Like cats and dogs have tried so many lives, why not sacrifice one life? What is the loss there? Well, no, the soul, when it's fallen, they learn it.
One man wrote a book about our movement, Hare Krishna, and he said, one tragedy of this movement is that if a young boy or girl takes to this movement and later decides to try the material world again, he will have ruined his chances for a career. It'll be too late for him.
The hobby comes on. Ha ha ha.
Bhagavad Krishna says, Manasaram Sahasri, prestigious with it. Out of many millions of people, one may become interested about what is the perfection of that. They do not want. And out of such millions of persons, Jatatama Vishidhana, who are trying for perfection of that, out of many millions of that, one can understand me, Krishna. Maya is so strong. Krishna consciousness is not for ordinary person. Most fortunate, Bhagavanji, Guru Krishna Kripa-paya, Bhakti Lata Bij. All these living entities wandering throughout the universe. Ilbe Brahmanda Bhumiti. If one gets the chance of Guru and Krishna, then he can understand. And if he still one argues, then he's again misfortune. That's what Krishna demands. You rascal, don't argue. Surrender. Sarvadharma on Paritajima. That is the way. Commands.
Actually, you were asking if there were any examples of explosions happening without material cause, and I was just wondering if you could explain how volcanoes explode.
That is what is that? Nature's way? Nature is behind this.
And behind nature. Gods?
Huh?
Through the demigods?
No, nature. The material nature. Just like sometimes at night you have got what is called? Pollution? Night pollution?
Yeah.
Why it is happening? Why it is happening? Why this eruption comes? Can you explain? Huh?
I don't know what night pollution is.
Huh?
Passing sediment.
Oh.
Why it does happen? What is your experience? What are you going to explain?
Nature's desire in the heart. It's in nature.
Huh? And, nature, the body is made of material nature. And the eruption is coming. Why it is coming? Does it come in the dead body?
No.
Then, what is the cause?
Living entity.
Because the soul is there. Even like the super soul is there, and he is arranging everything. Volcanic eruption does not check automatically. When it is desired by Krishna, then it checks. Maya Dhasena, identity Bhagavad, under my superintendence. When he knows that now this eruption is required, immediately there is Parashya Shakti Dvidhaya, he has got so many potencies, one potency was Krishna. Thank you.
because the living soul is there. Therefore, the seminal discharge takes place. Similarly, because the Supreme Living is there, therefore all these things are. Where is it difficult to understand?
Krishna says,
Vistakya aham idam krishnam. Ekaamsa inasutra. The whole world affair is going on because I am there. Vistakya, I have entered into it. Don't you read in the Bhagavad Gita? And we are reading that portion. How Karna and Sai Vishnu enters in the universe, then he expands himself and through the Sai Vishnu. We are explaining that. Krishna says, Bhagavad Gita, Vishtabhya means entering.
You've written that Mahavishnu has some attraction to the material world?
No. He has no attraction. He has no desire. They are very curious. Mahavishnu knows, and Krishna knows, that he himself will have attraction on this material. All right, let me ask you. He has no attraction. Why he will have attraction?
So one of the devotees said they read that in one of the books.
Huh?
There is one purport that says that Krishna is different than Vishnu because he's not, he has nothing to do with the material world.
Yeah.
But Mahavishnu has some attraction for it.
No attraction. He is it's called Vigvam. A kind by Krishna. Or he's not. Or Krishna expands and Mahavishnu and takes charge of the sun.
Before I was asking about the scientific theory that the atoms are always moving. You said that the Earth is not moving now.
Hmm?
You said that you pointed to a chunk and said that it is not moving.
Hmm.
But there,
then you are also moving. Everything is moving because you are on the Earth. The sand moves. Everything moves. But how it moves? Train. That is you have to search out. Train is not automatically moving. That empire in me is moving. That is blind visa. That train is moving. Now how the train is moving? You have to see. That is childish. Train is not moving. The engine is moving. The train. And how the engine is moving, the coal, fire is moving, then how that from the coal comes. In this way, to set down, we'll find ultimately the supreme cause. Nothing is moving without Krishna's indication. That is the explanation. Maya Dakshi. Oh. Under my superintendence. And Krishna is that. We moved here. Recently, the buses were flying in the sky.
Horses?
Yes. In Dari?
Oh,
cyclone.
Yes. Whole city smashed. They don't know how to search beyond the microscope level and think that the atoms have their own energies. They don't know who the father is searching.
Raji, Krishna is there. Naam Saradha, Paramahamsa. Vasura business is Prabhati. That is it. And our business is to establish everything. That is the difference between them and us.
There's one theory that even the atoms have intelligence. Because the way they combine together to form larger molecules.
That means that is Krishna's intelligence. They do not see Krishna. Understand the whole philosophy. When you have to preach and you have to confront so many atheists, that's the
scientists need guru. The scientists need guru.
Yes.
They never even think of these things.
Capture and corner, they say, yes, we are trying in future, is that true? Most dated chair. You take this chair, in future it will be paid. We'll accept that chair.
To that they always say that in the past, man laughed at some scientific theories and later they would prove it.
Not scientific, it's not that kind of. What they are giving, that's not fact. That's fact. Why should I accept it this time? Because you have no full knowledge. What you are giving, it is simply that's good. Jai, Malata.
We say that one should live very simply, produce his own food,
yes,
and chant.
Mm-hmm. Have all our problems.
So if we are given charge of the society, we should dismantle all this industry, all these cities?
Mm-hmm. No, we're not going to, but we can manage how to do it. Well, in the end, I would say. We'll not create any problem. We do not wish to destroy anything.
Just like we have big printing press and incense factory, but
yes,
it is all managed nicely.
Yes. Completely managed. Stop all these whatnot. It is sex, it's attribution, and that is the whole atmosphere. The production will be increased. There will be no dissatisfaction among the worker and capitalists. Immediately, everything will be gone. Even now the competition is going on, that the capitalist is exacting as much money from their labor, and he's spending it for wine and woman. And the worker is saying that our money he's spending, why not ourselves? So let us form a communist party. It is fine. If you don't know how to spend money, Shudras. When a Shudra gets money, he'll spend for wine and woman. That's right. He does not know that it should be spent for Krishna consciousness.
So intoxication, illicit sex, we will make that illegal.
Yes, it is illegal. But because they are rogues and rascals, they are doing all this illegal. And because it is democracy, when the majority are acting illegally, it becomes legal. This is democracy. You cannot avoid it. We want to do the same thing by voting. There is no God. So there is no God. Finish.
Let it go.